Well, there's a champagne gallop by Hans Christian Lumbye, Zubin Mehta, and the New Year's Eve Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, just as a way of celebrating and saying thank you to you for celebrating KPR by donating during our summer quiet drive, which you can do at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Well, after the champagne gallop, here's a Heineken on KPR. By Johann David Heineken, a Serenata of Moritzburg, with Musica Antiqua of Cologne. And next, a Scottish fantasy. Also, Johann Strauss with Wine, Women, and Song. It's Friday, and thank you so much for contributing to our silent summer drive. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Geary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at habitatflinthills.org. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. And thank you so much to Mark Rockwell, an existing member of Kansas Public Radio of Belleville, Kansas, for supporting what we do here at Kansas Public Radio. And thanks also to Robert Gibbs of Parsons, Kansas, an anonymous member from Olathe, and also at 1:46 in the morning, listening to Jazz David Bassey, I bet. Mike McEachran of Emporia, Kansas, made a donation. Thank you so much for supporting our silent summer drive. Well, next is the Scottish Fantasy by Max Bruch. This is a great performance with the one and only Yasha Heifetz as the violin soloist now on KPR. By Bellini, that was the Sinfonia from the Capulets and the Montagues on Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear the Scottish Fantasy next by Max Bruch with Yasha Heifetz. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute and kansaspublicradio.org. Well, how are you feeling today? Maybe whimsical, playful? Are you just looking for a calming tune? Well, KPR Classical has the answer. Whatever your mood, KPR's classical hosts have a song for you. If you rely on KPR's classical music to get you through your day, consider making a gift. Any amount helps at this time. Donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. And so far in the last few days, including today, we have raised $18,888. So we just need to raise $6,000 more today so we can earn a $25,000 matching gift to end the fiscal year in a good way, to start the new fiscal year Monday, July 1st on firm ground. Thank you so much for contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll have the Yasha Heifetz for you in just a moment here on Kansas Public Radio. A bit of a Vivaldi guitar concerto on KPR. Thank you so much to Barbara Schabel of Lawrence for contributing to the KPR Summer Silent Drive. So thank you very much, Barbara. And she was moved by Daryl's email. Well, if you subscribe to our KPR newsletter. You can get Daryl's email as well. Find out details of how to do that on kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much to Barbara and to you for contributing now at kansaspublicradio.org as we're trying to raise $6,000 plus today, end of our fiscal year. And now using Scottish folk songs, Max Bruch wove this Scottish fantasy for violin and orchestra, and the violinist is the great Yasha Heifetz on KPR. A sort of Celtic violin concerto by Max Bruch on Kansas Public Radio, The Scottish Fantasy, using some old Scottish folk songs. Malcolm Sargent, the new symphony orchestra, and Yasha Heifetz was the violinist here on KPR. Next, we'll hear Sibelius's Nod to Freedom, the anthem Finlandia. We have Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring coming up next hour, and an amazing performance from Wednesday night's Sunflower Music Festival. Thank you so much to an anonymous member from Lawrence, Kansas, who responded to our silent summer drive. And thank you so much also to John Franklin, who's enjoying the music this morning. He's from Santa Barbara, California. So thank you so much to John Franklin and to everyone who has responded to our plea for financial support on this last day of the fiscal year at KU, when we've run out of money. Things are just so expensive now. Thank you so much for donating at kansaspublicradio.org. By Finnish composer Jean Sibelius. That was Finlandia on Kansas Public Radio, a version with the Philharmonia Orchestra, directed by Vladimir Ashkenazi. We'll have an invitation to the dance right after the 10 o'clock news, and then special music by request. We'll enjoy Appalachian Spring on this cloudy summer morning. We still have a 60% chance of some rain before 3 p.m., but despite that, it's supposed to be about 91 degrees today. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes mostly from you, but also from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, featuring pianist Wu Han. Details are at lead.ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Thank you for keeping classical music on the radio by contributing now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington on KNN. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up about 230 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Daddy-O, starring Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. A woman and a cabbie connect and engage in intimate, mysterious conversations during a taxi ride, now playing only in theaters. Invitation to the Dance on KPR. Kansas Public Radio. Carl Maria von Weber, The Invitation to the Dance. Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields played that. And next we'll hear Leonard Bernstein's Los Angeles Philharmonic in music celebrating a 38th wedding anniversary. Also some C.P.E. Bach and Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto, a fantastic performance we recorded Wednesday night at the Sunflower Music Festival, which is going on tonight, another free classical concert, 7:30 p.m. tonight, Washburn in Topeka. You can find out more at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Do you enjoy the news, music, and talk on KPR? Well, help keep the station on the air when you become a sustaining member, or upgrading your sustaining membership at kansaspublicradio.org. It's easy to do. You can just pick a small amount you want to give every month. I suggest something you won't miss. Maybe $10 a month, maybe $100 a month. It goes to a very good cause, keeping classical music on the radio here on kansaspublicradio.org. And also, thank you to Barryton, Kansas, listener there south of Topeka. Thank you so much to Barack Bird for supporting KPR. And if a phone call is more convenient for you, 888-577-5268. We had a request from Mr. and Mrs. Mark McDonald to help celebrate their 38th wedding anniversary today. Let's hear some great music by Aaron Copland, his Appalachian Spring on KPR. Thoughtful music by Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring. Leonard Bernstein and the Los Angeles Philharmonic on KPR. And happy 38th wedding anniversary to Mr. and Mrs. Mark McDonald, their KPR members. And here is a little piece by Alec Whiten, A Wedding Blessing on KPR. The Visser Roland Organ at First Presbyterian Church in Stamford, Connecticut, with Marilyn Kaiser playing it. That was Alec Whiten's A Wedding Blessing. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Support for the music this morning comes mostly from you, but also support comes from Pines Garden and Market. Pines, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com. We're live, we're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Support also comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. It's a week of classical and jazz concerts running now through June 29th, 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Well, right now, during KPR's Quiet Drive, a group of KPR members, rightly concerned, including Deb and Alan Parmit, Dr. Brock and Mary Kretzinger, and Leo and Joy Shell, are matching all pledges, dollar for dollar. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org and your donation will be matched. There is a condition. They came up with $25,000 and said, we'll give this if you can raise this much. And last time I checked, we were at about $19,000, and our fiscal year ends today. So anything you can give right now would be appreciated at kansaspublicradio.org. Or if it's more convenient, if you want to use your hands-free calling feature on your car, 888-577-5268. And thank you so much to faithful Lenexa listener Doreen Morandi for supporting us, and also faithful listener Stephanie Murray of Lawrence. Thank you so much. And also, thank you so much to Keith Cobb, who is a new member. That's fantastic. From Excelsior Springs, Missouri. That's great. And also an anonymous member from Oakview, Missouri, up by Happy Rock, Gladstone. Thank you so much for contributing. It goes so far on this last day of our fiscal year. So we really hope we can start Monday, July 1st with black ink, not red. Here is music next by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, a string symphony now on KPR. And thank you so much for supporting us at kansaspublicradio.org. String Symphony in A Major by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach on KPR with the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra. An incredible Italian violin, kind of a show-off improvisation in just a few minutes after the news. Don't miss it. It's from the Baroque era, but it's very syncopated. It's pretty unusual. And then something that blew everyone away Wednesday night at the Sunflower Music Festival. We'll have a recording of it coming up in the next hour. Keep it right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Every weekday on Morning Edition, we dig deep.
That is such a good and important question.
And bring you the best stories.
It was funny. It was distasteful. It was crazy.
Join us for Mix the News You Need and the stories that might surprise you. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday for the next Morning Edition proper, and of course tomorrow morning is Weekend Edition here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 11 o'clock. We'll have that great syncopated piece, the Mozart Flute and Harp Concerto. Also music by Catalani and Chopin, and thank you for supporting classical music on the radio. It's so important, and it is so needed right now for our station. Thank you to William Coleman of Roland Park, Kansas. Thank you so much. A new member. Welcome, William. And thank you so much to you for contributing to our drive on Kansas Public Radio. Where support also comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations, more information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Live from NPR News in Friedman. That hearing is expected on Monday. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Dow is up 58 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed. Designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. Good morning. This is KPR, KansasPublicRadio.org. Seems to have its own perpetual motion. Antonio Bertali, Chaconne, written for violin solo, but don't you get the feeling it wasn't really written out probably like that? I think the violinist John Holloway was having some fun improvising with that steady accompaniment. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Next, we have Mozart, Catalani, and Chopin. Thank you for enjoying the news, music, and talk on KPR. We're so glad that you're listening. Help keep this station on the air. When you become a sustaining member or upgrading your sustaining membership at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you to Marvin Nessler of Overland Park and to the other 117 listeners who have come forth and said that they believe in what we do here on KPR, and they made a financial commitment for us to keep doing what we're doing here on KPR. If you'd like to do the same, we would very much love to hear from you at kansaspublicradio.org. Or if it's more convenient, you can call 888-577-5268. And support for the music this morning also comes from Lovegrass Music Festival. Lovegrass is a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. It's open to the public August 8th through the 10th. Find out more about this at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. We made a recording of, well, every night this week at the Sunflower Music Festival, which is still going strong for two more nights, tonight and tomorrow night. But Wednesday night, you'll hear in this next recording we made of the Mozart Flute and Harp Concerto how appreciative the audience was. In fact, after the first movement, somebody yelled out a positive comment, bravo, or excellent, or something like that. And the audience applauded to agree that it was just so much fun to listen to. Let's hear it right now on KPR. Anthony Walker conducting the Sunflower Music Festival 2024. Jennifer Gunn is the festival flutist, and Rita Costanzi is the harpist. Now on KPR from the Sunflower Music Festival. Maybe you were there. We recorded that. Kansas Public Radio recorded that just Wednesday night in Topeka. Our recording engineer, Chuck Smith, was there to get the Mozart Flute and Harp Concerto. It was Anthony Walker and the Sunflower Music Festival with festival flutist Jennifer Gunn and festival harpist Rita Costanzi. The Sunflower Music Festival still has two more nights. Tonight is another good harp night. There'll be a piece by Marian Mozetich, a Canadian composer. We've heard another piece by him called, well, it's a double harp concerto, The Passion of Angels. But tonight is a piece that apparently they did in 2016, and they're doing it again tonight by the same composer, Angels in Flight, a triptych and three panels with Arrival and Dialogue, Song of the Eternal, and Departure. So that'll be tonight. It'll be Rita Costanzi, harpist, with the Guns and the Stegemans and Orlando Wells and John Waltz. It'll open with a suite for four horns, and then their concluding piece after intermission is some wonderful music by Dvorak, the piano quintet in A major, and the great cast tonight will be David Allen Ware, the Stegemans, Basil Vendries, and John Waltz. And also, following the concert tonight, there'll be a musician talkback session, which is always interesting. For all the information about this free concert tonight in Topeka at 7:30 p.m. at Washburn and White Concert Hall, and tomorrow night's concert, sunflowermusicfestival.org. We're happy to support that festival because it stands for everything we stand for at Kansas Public Radio, which is making classical music available to everyone, whether they can give, whether they can contribute or not. So thank you for contributing to Kansas Public Radio in our silent summer drive. We're not covering up any programming. We're just going ahead as usual, but this is the last day of our fiscal year, and we don't have enough money to close out the year. Thank you to Janet Cosner of Smithville, Missouri. She says, thanks to the classical music staff for getting me through the pandemic and filling my home with the world's most beautiful and inspiring music. Well, thank you, Janet Cosner. Thank you also to an anonymous donor from Iola, Kansas, and Dennis Constance. He's been listening for a long time. He's a longtime Lawrence resident. Thank you so much, Dennis. And also thanks to Walt Warren of Wheeling, West Virginia, home of the Fostoria factory. Thank you, Walt, and thanks to Janet and everybody. Thanks to you for supporting Kansas Public Radio. You can do so at our website, or if it's more convenient to just make a phone call, we'll ask all the questions. 888-577-5268. That is an Andantino for orchestra by Alfredo Catalani with the Rome Symphony Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And we won't be meeting for classical music tomorrow morning, on Saturday morning, but I wanted to tell you real quick about the great program on the Sunflower Music Festival for Saturday night, tomorrow night, June 29th. It's the festival finale, 7:30 p.m., White Concert Hall. It's the orchestra with Anthony Walker conducting the first Brandenburg by Bach, the symphonic variations for piano and orchestra featuring David Allen Ware with the orchestra, and then an incredible piece after intermission, Brahms' First Symphony. So that's on tap for tomorrow night, Sunflower Music Festival, ending Saturday night here in Topeka. It's been a fascinating thing to listen to, and they've had great selections, the summer of 2024. Well, Jeff Watson is in next with classical music as usual here on KPR. Remember that KPR needs your support to end the fiscal year securely today. And right now, all gifts will be matched by a group of KPR members, including Kent and Donna Saylor and Michelle Loomis. They will match your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And we are happy to report that we're in the 20,000s now. We only need to raise about, I think, $1,300 more, and we'll be standing pat. Thank you for contributing at kansaspublicradio.org.
In Kentucky and other states, Jewish women's perception as the beginning of human life are at odds with their Jewish faith. I'm Scott Detrow. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Starting at 3 here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And thank you also to Gary and Mary Coleman, to an anonymous listener in Lawrence, and to Deborah Smith of Lawrence for contributing to our goal of raising $25,000. Today, we just need to raise about $1,200 more, and then we'll be in good shape for Monday when the new fiscal year begins. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Free State Festival, presenting powwow singer Joe Rainey, featuring an evening of indigenous visibility and celebration through song. It's today at 9 p.m. at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. And from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts running now through tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public and free. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. We're kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR.